News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN Phil Williams Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey folks, we are having a great day here. Got somebody else who may or may not be able to come on the show in a few minutes. They've gone to try and track him down. I won't tell you who. I'll let it be a surprise if we can get him on. But this has been some more kind of a day. I had a triple dipper, Copper. I had a whole triple dipper. Have I gotten to any of it? I got to what? One? One of the triples? Well, I mean, you do what you got to do, right? And but I'm excited about what we've been able to discuss today. And folks, I'm just going to tell you, it's absolutely imperative that you recognize conservative principles that matter. And recognizing, too, that those matter, but they have to be put into action, because if they are principles, but they are not acted upon, then what good are they? And so the House Freedom Caucus is doing what I've been talking about. And a true story here, a few years ago, when I was still serving in the Senate, you may recall that Jeff Sessions resigned as Attorney General, as a U.S. Senator, to take the position as Donald Trump's first Attorney General. And so Jeff Sessions left a vacancy that the way the law reads in Alabama, a U.S. Senate position that is vacant is something to be appointed by the governor. And so I wound up being on Governor Bentley's short list of people to interview. I was one of, I think, six or seven people that he interviewed to possibly appoint to the U.S. Senate. I was honored just to be interviewed, to be honest with you. Had a great interview with Governor Bentley. Obviously, I did not get the job, but the interesting piece of this, true story, in the middle of it all, I'm sitting there in the governor's office. We're just kind of chit-chatting for a minute. And before we even started the true discussion about the U.S. Senate, he had a sticky note sitting next to his notepad, and he picked it up. He goes, "Look at this." And he kind of waved the sticky note, and he said, "Mitch McConnell. McConnell wants me to call him again, like third time he's called me. Who are you going to send me?" And he said, McConnell literally said to me, "Don't you send me one of those Freedom Caucus people." Well, notice I didn't get the job. Well, Luther Strange got the job. How'd that work out? But truth be told, that's the truth. Sometimes leadership doesn't like people who literally will stick to their guns on certain positions. But let me ask you, have you thought about the guns? Have you thought about what it means? You know, I hope you heard Andrew Sorrell a moment ago, who is a member of our state house. And yeah, he's super conservative, and he takes heat sometimes because, like he said, he votes no a lot. He doesn't vote no because he likes to vote no. I sat on the back row in the state Senate intentionally with a bunch of other guys, all of whom are not there anymore. Myself, Paul Sanford, Bill Holtzclaw, Dick Brubaker, we all sat on the back row together, Rusty Glover, and we literally, sometimes we called ourselves the back row no's, but it was because there were things coming up that we were not going to support. All that to say, what would you like to see? Well, let me just move to number two in the triple dipper and give you some ideas. Things that the Alabama Policy Institute's been putting together to help forge a platform, to help forge what it means for someone who's not just in office and how did they vote, but someone who wants to run for office. What would you want them to do, to press forward on, to vote for? How about this? What about, and I'm going to run through a list, all right? Just kind of talk you through the different aspects of what the Policy Institute's been putting together into what we call a 2022 candidate pledge, all right? Things like, how about voting against any effort to increase taxes on the citizens and businesses of Alabama? Now, you heard a point a minute ago, and I agree with the point that Andrew Sorrell made. Fees are also taxes. So when you put something in place that raises the fees for something, well, that's another version of a tax. And what's funny? I actually had a state senator who I talked to not long ago who was running a bill that was going to raise the fees for processing and payments of certain kind of onerous costs in government. And I said, "Dude, don't do it. Just so you know, we're going to grade that as a tax." And he goes, "It's not a tax. It's a fee." And I said, "Same thing." He goes, "Well, we just choose to differ then." I said, "You're right. We differ, and it's going to be on the scorecard." And it was. He didn't like it, but we scored that as having raised taxes. Wouldn't you love to know that you've got someone who chose to look at things on the way in the door and say, "I will not raise your taxes"? But what about this? How about somebody who will also say, I'll lower your taxes? When's the last time you heard somebody in Montgomery say, we are truly looking for an effort, an opportunity, a means by which we can reduce the tax burden on our citizens? And I don't mean some fancy convoluted bill that adjusts things and moves things and makes it so that you raised it over here so you could lower it over there. I don't mean offsets. It's not a tax break if you raise the taxes again somewhere else to offset your revenues for the state. It's not that way. A tax break comes when you reduce tax burdens, period. Period. So what about something like, I don't know, how about this gas tax they put in place, which continues to escalate? Did you notice, by the way? Maybe you didn't, but the gas tax goes up every year because that's the way they planned it. It's called a scalable tax increase. Every single year, it increases in its scale. What about they freeze that? How about they just say, you know what? Inflation, let's stop it. We got enough. What about the grocery tax? Did you know that we are one of the few states in the nation that even taxes groceries at all? At all. Well, we are. Why is that? I don't know. And I'll tell you what, I'm frustrated because when I was in the legislature, I had to vote against a grocery tax repeal at least twice because every time they brought the bill, they tried to tie it to increasing taxes somewhere else so they could not worry about losing revenue. Well, how about you just go ahead and lose the revenue? Because right now we are seeing epic level revenue gains for the state of Alabama. We have more money in our coffers than we've ever had. Are they giving any back? And right now the answer is no, they're not. So how about somebody who would vote to repeal the grocery tax? Because everybody in this state would benefit. Can you imagine if suddenly all of your groceries cost 4% less simply because we joined the vast majority of other states in this nation who do not tax groceries? The poorest among us have to pay more for their bread and milk in Alabama than they do in Georgia and other neighboring states, only because we have chosen to hang on to it. You know why we hang on to it? You know why? Because the sales tax off of groceries and other sales taxes feeds education, and the teachers union fights it every single time. And that's why every time we brought a grocery tax bill to the floor, it was always tied to, well, but we'll raise the taxes over here so that we can reduce the taxes over there. It doesn't work like that. All right, what else? What else would you like to see a candidate do? I don't know. How about looking at things like education freedom? Education freedom, what does that even mean? Well, here's a thought. School choice. What is school choice? School choice means there is an opportunity for the parent or legal guardian to be able to have a say-so. I mean, right now, I know many of my listeners either don't have kids or have already moved past the point that your kids are in school. I get it. There's a lot of you, though, that do. There's a lot of you right now in the car driving home from work, making a living, heading home, and you're heading to that zip code that you live in, and that zip code determines whether your kids go to school at a certain place or not. You should not be stuck with a zip code determining where your kids go to school because you pay tax dollars into the state. So how about this? What if we said, you know what? Parents and legal guardians are the first ones in line to make a decision about the education of their child. What if we said, you know what? You pay taxes. We're going to let you take those tax dollars to whatever school you determine best suits your child. That's called education freedom. That's an opportunity for you to be able to move from one place to another. Some call it open enrollment. We're not talking about defunding the education system. What we're talking about, though, is allowing parents to have a say. Wouldn't you like to know up front if a candidate supports that before they even run for office? All right, what about this? How about balancing the power in Montgomery? You know, I served down there for 8 years. But after I left, the COVID pandemic hit. Who knew? Who knew that the legislature had no ability to act on behalf of its citizens and its constituents unless the governor called them in? That shouldn't be that way. If you see a need that is so vast that you have to address it, then the legislature should be able to call itself into session just as a matter of course, because that's what they're needed for, because they are an equal branch of government. But yet we can't do that right now in Alabama. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you had the opportunity to bring that to bear by having the legislature call itself into session, regardless of whether the governor wanted to or not? We saw this past year, She wouldn't call them into session for the longest time. It took them being called into a special session on something totally different for her to be able to be forced to have to sign bills that dealt with vaccine mandates. That was not the legislature calling itself in. That was her calling them in for a different reason, and they took the bull by the horns and did something. All right. Tell you what, Copper, go ahead and take us to a short break. We get back from the break, folks, we're going to wrap up the day. I hope some of you right now are looking at getting your car keys in hand and heading to Just Love Coffee. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, and then also in South Royal Parkway in Huntsville. They got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu that'll blow your mind. They've got the best roasts, the best brews, the best cappuccinos, frappuccinos, all the stuff you would want, caffeinated and non-caffeinated. Just Love Coffee Cafe with two locations in our listening area, one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, the other on Hughes Road in Madison. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Talk right now of the North Alabama powerhouse WVNN. And this is the biggest show across the northern part of our state, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, we're wrapping up the day, but I found another Alabama guy walking around, just wandering the halls, looking like a conservative with no place to go. But State Representative Arnold Mooney just walked up. And hey, Arnold, say hey to the audience real quick.
Hello, everyone. Love the Tennessee Valley and love the reach of WVNN over the state.
Thank you much for that. Arnold, hey, thanks for being here today, because to me that also indicates that I already knew you were conservative. I mean, I knew that before because you and I have interacted quite a bit, but the fact that you're here today also says you'll step outside of the usual lane and go find out more about how you can work the conservative cause. So thanks for what you're doing there.
Glad to be a part of it. I've got a son who's on the conservative policy, who's on the Conservative Partnership Institute board. So
yeah,
been keeping up with this and excited to see the opportunity that it'll be for the states and for our people.
Well, I think I said it multiple times on the show today. I've got some professional angst over the fact that Georgia got the first Freedom Caucus, but you know, the same state that elected Raphael Warnock to the U.S. Senate somehow is getting the first Freedom Caucus in their legislature. But we'll work that out. But I believe that people like you and a number of others that I trust and believe in could see a caucus, whether it was formed officially or not. A block vote that is very much needed right now.
Well, I think we're committed to the cause of conservatism. I mean, that's the first thing I tell people. I'm a constitutional conservative, and I chose to run as a Republican because that was what was closest to me.
I totally agree.
That's what we've got to do. We've got to stay in the fight. We can't sit on the sidelines.
Well, I totally agree. Arnold, hey, thanks for stopping by,
man.
We appreciate you. All right. Folks, that's Arnold Mooney, state representative from the state of Alabama. That's two of our state reps that have been here in the House today. And listen, Right Side Radio is going to keep tracking down people like that and encouraging them and doing what we can to give them a voice, because you need to know that you've got people in Montgomery. And you do, by the way. You do have some people in Montgomery who are solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, I've served with many of them. Some got elected after I left, and I'm just telling you, they're there. Sometimes, though, there needs to be a formal process of banding together, and that's what this whole day has been like. That's why I came over here to Atlanta today and hauled all the bag and baggage, set up the soundboard, and ran the show from here so I could grab these interviews, take these spot moments with people like Arnold Mooney and Andrew Sorrell and Barry Moore and Andy Biggs and Andy Roth and Philip Singleton from Georgia. I mean, this has been a great show talking to people. I hope you're encouraged by this, because what you need to know is there are good people in office. Don't ever think for a minute that because they're an elected official, they stop being real. If you were in Sunday school with them last week and they got elected, they're still the same person. What you got to know is what they carried with them. And they got to know they can hear from you once in a while. So when you say, hey, I elected you to be a conservative, you know, don't go down there and beat them up and tell them that because you're an elected official, I'm allowed to talk to you any way I want to. That's one of the most discouraging things I ever saw, were people that I knew and respected for years who suddenly, because I became an elected official, felt like they could talk to me like a dog. But that being said, they do need to hear from you. And the thing that always made the most difference to me, and maybe Arnold would agree with this, but the thing that always made the most difference to me was not the 150 emails that all looked alike. It was not the lobbyist who came down the hall and knocked on my door. It was not somebody who threatened me that they were going to make sure I didn't get reelected if I didn't do what they wanted. What made the difference to me was when I had a well-read constituent who knew what they were talking about, who just gave me a call and said, hey, man, here's why I care about that. That meant more to me for 8 years in the state Senate than anything. Arnold's sitting here nodding his head. I think he would agree. That's what gets us, is when our constituents, they know the issues, and they just want to dialogue about it. Sometimes hold our feet to the fire, sometimes encourage us. But the reality is, you need to know, folks, your state senators and state representatives are far more accessible than maybe you ever imagined. Just real people, all part-timers. It's supposedly a full-time, part-time job, is what we used to call it, but it's supposedly a part-time gig. Every one of us has a life outside of the legislature, and we're right there in your hometowns. And you can have that chat, you can discuss those things, and they need to hear from you. And so when we're looking at API forming a candidate pledge that we hope that people will abide by, when API comes out with a scorecard that says, here's what you voted on, and we're telling people how you voted. When you look at whether or not there's a caucus being formed in our state or not, when you see things like medical marijuana being passed that expands government and increases taxes, when you see things like casino gaming being the thing that everybody thought was the most important bill in the world that had to be debated, those are not the conservative things that they ran on, so maybe they need to hear from you. Well, this has been a great show today. I've enjoyed this thoroughly. We're going to pack up the bags and head back to Alabama. I'll be on the air with you tomorrow, and as always, solid, conservative, and just plain right. You guys have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Copper and I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good night.